It was in September of the year 2005 that I was preaching through the book of James, and we came to the end of the first chapter, to verse 27 of James 1, which reads like this: "Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress." It was then that the elders and I decided, as a result of our study of that passage together back in 2005, that we wanted our church to become involved in caring not only for widows, which we do, but also for orphans. That, by the way, is why we're excited about the recent startup of our church's adoption ministry, Hearts of Hope. But it was that decision back in 2005 that also led us to begin a multi-year search for a like-minded ministry to orphans that we could partner with. The elders and I had conversations with several different organizations, and we found, frankly, that finding a match for our church and what we believe and embrace was a difficult one. But in God's providence, in recent years, He has brought an orphan ministry across our path that we believe is the answer to those long-seated prayers. It's a ministry called Hope House International. It's a ministry that Brent and Leah K. Gabriel have been involved with for a number of years. The elders wanted me to take just a few minutes this morning and tell you about this ministry, because we want to devote our benevolence offering this month to this ministry. Here is their mission statement. Hope House International exists so that orphans in Ukraine can be adopted by Christian couples within their own country. Of course, Ukraine has been often in the news. You know that the need there is great on a number of fronts, but the Human Rights Watch Agency says that by the time Ukrainian orphans reach the age of 21, 70% of them will be homeless, 20% will be in prison, and 10% will have already committed suicide before what would have been their 21st birthday. In other words, the orphans in Ukraine truly have, humanly speaking, no hope. Ukraine is also, tragically, a major hub for sex trafficking. And so orphans are often targeted for this, tragically, sometimes even sold into trafficking by the orphanage directors. The good news is there are many Christians in Ukraine and many Christians there who want to adopt orphans. But the government requires that before they can adopt, a family first have a home, and that is an insurmountable barrier for most Ukrainians who live in massive apartment buildings with 6 to 9 people living in 500 square feet. So Hope House enables a carefully vetted Christian couple to adopt by addressing that housing need and making it possible. Here's how it works. For about $25,000, they can build a single-family home and give it to qualified Christian parents who agree to adopt 3 or more orphans and raise them in country. By the way, the average Hope House family adopts 5 orphans. They have it as their passion to keep sibling groups together. As an elder, and the other elders and I are excited about the fact of how this is managed, a Ukrainian Christian leader works with local churches to identify Christians who have already demonstrated a passion for orphans, who visit the orphanages, who would love to adopt. This leader then puts those parents through a stringent interview process, also makes sure that they pass all of the required government background checks, and all of that happens before the couple has any idea that a home is involved. So for $25,000, 3 or more children are rescued from an orphanage and are given a family and a future. But most importantly for us, they're adopted into evangelical Christian homes where they hear the gospel, and many of them come to faith in Christ. Literally, generations to come will be affected by this ministry. Since it began, Hope House has rescued nearly 400 orphans. That's the equivalent, on average, of about 8 orphanages emptied by this ministry. But I don't want you to just to hear the facts and figures. This morning we have a great privilege and opportunity, and that's to hear the testimony of their very first orphan who was adopted into a Hope House home now 15 years ago. It's a joy for us to have with us today Sveta Gant, and I'm going to ask her to come and share her testimony. Let's welcome her together.
Thank you. It is such an honor to stand here in front of you today and share a special story the Lord has written for my life. This last 15 years have been simply an amazing journey of discovering God's grace, love, and faithfulness in my life. Just a few months ago, I read an amazing book called Crazy Love by Francis Chan, and one quote in particular settled in my heart. He says, "The point of your life is to point to Him. Whatever you are doing, God wants to be glorified because this whole thing is His. So may the Lord help us to see His hand in everything I'm about to share, because I do not want to rip my Lord of the glory that only He deserves for everything He has done. I was born into a family of alcoholics. To say that I had a hard childhood is an understatement. It was absolutely miserable. I was the oldest of my siblings, and I had to take care of them and our needs. Often we were hungry, walking down the streets asking for a slice of bread. I would always ask my little brother to ask for food because I knew people would have more compassion on the younger children, even though I was only 8 years old myself. At home, we were neglected and physically abused by a drunken mother. If you ask me today if I remember anything good about my mom, I would say no. Will she ever be a good picture of motherhood for me? Absolutely not. My mom left my biological dad and lived with many different men. Often a new man would show up in our house and became our new stepdad. We heard and saw things that little children should never see or hear. While in the orphanage, one day in September 1996, my stepfather killed my mom, and our world turned upside down. As a result of that, all three of us were sent to an orphanage. While in the orphanage, the teachers took care of us as best as they knew how. We were fed simple meals three times a day. I always tried to save a slice of bread and bring it to my room and keep it under my pillow, just in case if I got hungry later or any of my siblings. There were over 300 kids in our orphanage, so I had some friends, but there was something always missing. I wanted to have a family. I dreamt of a home where I would be loved, cared for, and encouraged. I wanted to have someone who would hold my hand and love me unconditionally. I dreamt a lot about a better life. To fill the emptiness in my heart, I gave in to any temptation that was there. Smoking and drinking were very common, and I did it all because I wanted to fit in. I wanted to belong to a group of kids who considered themselves cool. But none of those things filled my heart with meaning. Instead, I felt wasted and empty again. I had no hope of a better future. I tried praying to God to give me a family, but I did not have true relationship with Him and did not know what faith was all about. No one cared about our souls. Teachers expected us to keep the rules and make good grades. And I remember I was always trying hard to please people with my behavior. It was the summer of 1998 when a group of Americans came to our orphanage led by Yuri Yakovlev, the man who does this in Ukraine, and Denine Turner. Very quickly, one of the ladies caught my attention. She was and is simply one of the most beautiful ladies I've ever met. Her name is Carrie Causey. I remember I came up to Carrie and I took her by her hand. She did not push me away. She held my hand while hugging me with the other hand. In those 3 short hours, she made me feel loved and special. I wanted that moment to last forever. She filled my heart with love until it started overflowing, and I did not want her to leave me. Carrie and I wrote letters to each other that year, and my love for her grew stronger. Even the thoughts of her helped me to be a better person. Little did I know that after that mission trip to our orphanage, Yuri and Deneen had the vision to start this ministry, Hope House International, so they could help rescue orphans through adoption into Ukrainian Christian families. And out of all the orphans Deneen and Yuri served throughout the many mission trips prior to Hope House International, God put it on their hearts to help my siblings and me. I remember Yuri telling me that he had met many orphans, but there was something special about the three of us. For about a year, Yuri came to our orphanage and checked on us regularly. I remember telling other kids that I had an uncle who lived in Kiev. Even though I didn't have a family, I knew I had an uncle who loved and cared for us. I quickly began to trust him, and I knew that he had our best interest in mind. One day, Uncle Yuri came to our orphanage and invited my brother, sister, and me to spend the night with one young family who had two small kids of their own. It was December 25th, 1999. I really did not want to go, but Yuri has a wonderful gift of persuasion, for which I'm very thankful. We had a wonderful meal prepared by a beautiful woman named Marina. Afterwards, we played. I remember doing puzzles on the floor with the host of that family, and he, the father, asked me a question about my biggest dream in life. I answered that I wanted to have a family and that I wanted to go to the United States one day because of my friendship with Carrie. We visited this family every weekend after that, and they started taking us to church with them on a weekly basis. 5 months later, on May 30th, this family adopted all three of us, and we became the first three children who were adopted through Hope House International. Hope House International provided our family with a beautiful home where we have been brought up in love and fear of the Lord ever since. I'm so grateful to God that my siblings and I were not separated. I love that Hope House families have to adopt three or more kids because there are so many siblings who live in orphanages. Shortly after my adoption, I became a believer in my Savior, Jesus Christ. Now I understand adoption through Christ better because I was adopted by my earthly father first. After I graduated from college in Ukraine, where I studied English, my dear friends Carrie and her husband Wayne, with whom I stayed in touch since the day I met her, invited me to come to the States and work on my master's degree. They sponsored my school, and I came to study at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. My faith grew stronger, and my relationship with the Savior grew sweeter. The gospel message was revealed to me in a new way. The Lord helped me to leave my past in the past and move forward. He reminded me that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He showed me that I was worth dying for. I always remind myself of this truth when the enemy of my soul puts doubts in my heart. 5 years ago, I graduated from seminary with my Master of Arts in Christian Education, and during my second year at school, the Lord clearly showed me my future husband. My husband, Sam, is from Austin, Texas, and we have been married for a little over 5 years now. Sam is a gift from above. I never thought I would be loved so much. 3 years ago, the Lord blessed us with a precious baby boy, Sasha, whom we love so much. He has brought us so much joy and meaning into our lives. And now we cannot wait to meet his brother in March. We're thankful to the Lord for the privilege of parenting, and we do not take his gifts for granted. I'm so humbled by God's mercy and goodness, and so thankful to the Lord for Deneen Turner and Yuri Yakovlev and the Ministry of Hope House International and what they do to change the statistics and the lives of so many children who have no hope in this world. I have hope that no one can take from me, and that's because of the Lord and the Ministry of Hope House International, what they have done for my family. I wish there were no orphans in Ukraine. I know we cannot change the lives of every child, but I'm confident that even three children at a time matters. I often ask myself questions. What would have happened to me and my siblings if we were not adopted altogether into a Christian home? Would I have been homeless, living the life of a prostitute just to survive? Would I commit suicide like one of my classmates because she was tired of being abused by an older man? Would I end up in jail like one of my classmates for stealing to provide for his needs? Would I ever become a believer in Jesus Christ if not for my parents who discipled me and led me to Christ? Would I ever marry a man who fears the Lord above all and who loves me so gently? Would I ever be a woman I am now if I was not adopted and taught how to be a woman of God? I don't know. But this morning my heart is full of everything the Lord has done in my life and will do on behalf of the fatherless. Thank you so much for being willing to be the instruments in the Redeemer's hands and by supporting the ministry of Hope House International. May the Lord bless you all.
Thank you so much, Fieta. I don't know how exactly I'm supposed to speak after that, though. Excuse me. We do appreciate so much your coming, and it's great to have her husband, Sam, and Sasha with us this morning as well. We're so grateful for your taking the time to come, for your ministry to us, and for your ministry to others who've been affected as well. Just a reminder then, in light of what you've just heard, that instead of our normal benevolence offering that would be this Sunday on Communion Sunday, we're going to wait instead and take it next Sunday. And whatever we give toward our benevolence offering next Sunday will go directly toward this ministry. And by the way, 100% of what we give as a church will go to the mission, because there's a group of donors that cover all the administrative costs of the organization. So I hope that you will consider, pray about how the Lord might have you participate. This is a cause, the cause of orphans, is a cause that's near to his own heart and therefore should be to ours.